What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Relax this Sunday with a little moment to yourself and the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. See if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity be a roadblock in your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
School of Humans.
Hi, this is a podcast about death and dying and a bunch of weird stories and weird thoughts from three fun flirty girls. So fair warning. However, if you're still into it, thank you so much. And here's Cadaver Gals.
Cadaver Gals!
Hello, cadaver babes. Yes, that is a thing now. And welcome to Cadaver Gals. It is a podcast where we talk about death and dying to deal with our own mortality. Who's ready? Who's ready?
It's time.
I'm ready too.
I love it. That is Taylor and that was Gabby, and I'm introducing them now because they decided to interrupt me. So there's that.
Today we're going to talk about a clown who took a joke a little bit too far, witches, and this guy who went a little bit crazy with potions, and someone who fell in love with a ghost. So, tune in.
I'm going to, is it okay if I choose who goes? Is that fine?
Yeah.
Can we listen to the clown story?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so first I actually want to know, like, I'm curious because what y'all's opinions are on clowns. Like, do we think they're good? Do we think they're bad? Do we think they're scary?
I mean, I know too many circus people to say that I don't like clowns, you know? Like, mm-hmm. I get the art of clowning. Like, it's a, I don't have a weird thing with clowns. I think, you know, there's a lot of work that goes into being a good clown. But also, if I ever had a kid or if I was other like at a kid's birthday party, I wouldn't want a clown to be there. Like, I think a clown should be reserved for like adult circus performances, you know?
Clowns are for adults.
Not yeah, when you're kids. Doing like acrobatics without any pants on, that's when there should be a clown. I don't think they're appropriate for young people, so I don't know why we have them. Take clowning seriously, okay?
I actually just, they kind of scare me. That's really it. I don't have clown trauma. I have costumed person trauma, which is why I will never be a furry. Because literally, yeah. They terrify me. Like, when I was younger,
yeah.
People in full costume just absolutely terrified me. I couldn't do it.
I mean, you don't know who's in there. Like, it freaks me out.
You
I agree
don't know who's in there. Same with golden doodles. You don't know what's inside that golden doodle, but it's not a dog. Continue.
What on earth? What did a golden doodle ever do to you?
Hey, they do have those kind of soulless eyes.
Okay, so this is like a strange one, and this is back in 1854. And so I was like, what was going around with clowns and circuses and whatnot in that time, right?
Yeah. That's when like Barnum and Bailey, they kind of like started, I think it was actually a little bit later, but circuses, freak shows, that was like all a huge thing back then.
And then there was like, yeah, the people were also mistreated at circuses.
Oh, yes.
And they still get mistreated at big circuses. And then there was like humans in zoos too. Oh, the times.
And big circus.
Do you want to guess when the first circus came to the United States was?
12,000 BC.
1830s.
Wait, no, I want to do a real guess. Okay. Wait, the first one in the U.S.? I'm going to say 1774, the Declaration of Independence brought circuses here.
Well, no. Nope. It was...
That was very loving.
Both great guesses. But April 3rd, 1793, they were like acrobats and horses is kind of what it started with. Started with horses and equestrians, and I love that. And like in 1830, it became more of like a menagerie. So there was really just like a traveling zoo, essentially. And then like, so it wasn't too long after that, they were like, they started bringing in, you know, kind of more entertainment, and they kind of used clowns to lure people in. Yes, Nika.
Okay, sorry. Just for listeners to know, I raised my hand like I'm in third grade. Clowns luring people into anything, it means that they were cursed from the start.
I chose that word wisely. I just literally, I can't think of another word that's not creepy, like to entice them to come to the, like.
That's even worse. That's like sexy clown.
Yeah.
They used clowns to literally drug people and drag them into the circus, and they would tie them to the chairs to do their little show. Look at my art.
Yeah. Okay, so the 1850s were hot for circuses, okay?
Oh,
yeah. We got the tents, we got the railroads, we got the clowns, we got the menagerie, we got the freak shows, we got it all, okay?
We've got the human rights mistreatment, we've got the animal abuse.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, but they still had peanuts. Peanuts are always a part of circuses, right? Yeah, you have peanuts at circuses.
They had peanuts.
You guys are gonna be so disappointed where this story goes.
No, I'm so excited.
January 10th of 1854, a 13-year-old was selling peanuts and whatnot, and a clown who was like, you know, entertaining the people, decided he would start messing with this little boy, you know, because it'd be funny. He's clowning around, grabs him by the heels. Starts swinging him around, and this poor kid ruptured his left pulmonary artery, which killed him.
What?
Oh no! I know. That's why it's bad to clown around.
So apparently, it went on to the court, and so this clown like went to court for killing this kid.
I want to just clarify, because this is what I'm seeing in my brain: a clown. His big shoes, his red nose, and he grabs this little 13-year-old boy who's like, peanuts, like that, and grabs him by his heels and is literally like throwing him around in a circle.
And then peanuts are shooting out at people.
Okay, and the centrifugal force of the circle of clown death is what ruptured the pulmonary artery? Wait, did they rule it a murder, or did they rule it an accident?
No, they said it was just an unfortunate accident.
Oh yeah, so. Children didn't have rights yet, I forgot.
Well, thank you, Taylor, for that clown story.
You are so welcome.
I feel really bad for laughing so hard. I just, there's nothing to say about this poor boy. I just feel bad. Well, up next, Gabby is going to talk about something near and dear to her heart, witches, and we'll be right back.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others.
Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Relax this Sunday with a little moment to yourself and the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing Youth Activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at meaningfulbeauty.com.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. See if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity be a roadblock in your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use when vehicle is in operation, compatible device and vehicle required.
Welcome back to the clown hole that is Cadaver Gals. Right now, I am so excited to hear about Gabby talking about witches. Gabby, your hair looks so good. You look like this just 80s mom babe, and I love it.
Mom?
Hot mom. Hot mom, like Stacey's mom or whatever.
I can't have kids because they'll be cooler than me, so.
Yeah, the idea of a daughter being prettier than me honestly makes me never want to have children ever in my life. And that is a problem.
Okay, we're going to talk about witches. So basically, my story is about a guy who messed up a classic witch recipe. But first, I want to give some context. Let's go back to think Salem witch trials in Europe and the American colonies. There's a lot of anti-witch fervor because of all of the Puritanism, stuff like that. And people who were accused of witchcraft would be burned, hanged, etc. People weren't liking witches. And one thing that, whether people identified as witches or not, one thing that people would take or concoct was this thing called flying ointment. Now, if you look at some of the older recipes, mostly the Puritans in the church, they would say, yeah, this ointment is made out of some sort of plant and also made with the remains of unbaptized dead children, basically accusing these witches of digging up dead children to concoct a potion. And the real ingredients of these potions were usually some sort of herb or plant and also a fungus that was strongly hallucinogenic. And so basically, people taking the flying ointment would just hallucinate. And it was called flying ointment because you would imagine yourself flying. And, you know, often there was we're flying to the Sabbath so we can have an orgy with Satan. Also, the plants that these were made out of were highly toxic. So if you ingested too much of the flying ointment, you could possibly die. And then obviously, when people were discovered sort of mid-trip on these flying ointments, they would awaken from their reverie later and then be accused of being a witch and killed. And I thought this was a really interesting fact. I had no idea this was the case, but basically the origin of witches riding on broomsticks is that a lot of ways that the people would apply these hallucinogens, it was too strong to ingest directly. So what they would do is they would
apply it to the sweat membranes. And so that's the part of your body where, you know, it's hairy, where you sweat, armpits. Also, of course, the genital area. So the way that a lot of women would apply the flying ointment is that they would get a staff or a broomstick, and they would apply the ointment to the broomstick, and then they would basically ride the stick.
Oh, I love that.
Isn't that fascinating?
That is fascinating.
Hold up.
I was actually kind of looking last week. I watched Hocus Pocus, and I was like, what is the broomstick about? And I saw that it was just like, it's like kind of phallic.
The reason that the staff kind of worked out is because it basically became like masturbation, because they felt like they were flying around having sex with Satan. But that was classic Gabby style, where I give too much exposition to the story. The last witch, I think, was killed and burned in like the early 1700s. But then people were still kind of really into hearing about all the stories of like how high all of these people would get and how they would go on these like flying adventures. And there's this guy named Karl Kaiserwetter. He's German. And he was one of the, in the 19th century, he was one of the premier occultist and alchemist writers. So he was kind of always writing about the history of magic, and he would then like go down his basement and do all of these little experiments and alchemist shit all the time. But he basically, for part of his thing was like, you know, he was really into practical history. So he would kind of go through all these different accounts of people describing the ointments, kind of what they're made out of. And he really liked to then try to concoct these potions. And so he did a little misstep in his lab, and he made a little ointment, and then he just smeared too much on himself, and then he died.
Oh no.
So he died from an overdose from trying to make the perfect flying ointment.
That is a way to go.
But it seemed like it was pretty lit. It seemed like people were having a good time. But the problem is, if you were discovered kind of passed out humping a broomstick, usually someone would try to kill you because, you know, you were a witch. Luckily, Carl was doing this in a point. It was post-witch period, so he didn't really have a... And also, you know, he was doing it for study, for historical purposes, so it was totally fine.
Yeah, if you do it for science, it's fine.
Yeah, apparently. If you do drugs for science. I mean, most LSD and shit, like so many drugs were made in the labs, you know?
They all started with science.
Made them.
Yeah.
You know, like the early hallucinogens, those were kind of like, you know, the plants made it for us. That's very nice of them.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I might try to make a concoction. So I'm going to go get some rye wheat. I'm going to grow it out in my yard.
Okay.
I'm going to make sure this fungus grows on it. I'm going to take a little bit of the fungus, and then I'm going to go fly and have sex with Satan.
Well, you please don't do too much so that you can please report back.
Yeah, and I'm going to do it probably like on a Swiffer, because I feel like riding a broomstick sounds like when you get like splinters in your puss.
Well, but now they have there's plastic brooms.
It does feel like less spiritual and spooky when it is a plastic broom.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're not like one with nature. You're one with like...
It's like this broom was made by a child in a factory. Very spiritual.
Yes. Gabby, I am so happy that you got to share this story today. I honestly, this makes me want to just connect with my divine feminine self more.
That was great. Yes, I loved that backstory there.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you. I thought the backstory was, I mean, Carl was mostly a vehicle for me to talk about women humping sticks and hallucinogens and having, you know, flying fun.
Literally, welcome to Cadaver Gals, where we talk about women humping sticks.
But if you are going to try to recreate ointment, take a page out of Carl's occult book and, you know, be safer. Make sure you have a buddy.
Stay in school. Don't do drugs.
Right.
Unless they're free.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework.
You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Relax this Sunday with a little moment to yourself and the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing youth-activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. See if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity be a roadblock in your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use when vehicle is in operation, compatible device and vehicle required.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Cadaver Gals. Okay, this is a little bit of an untraditional Cadaver Gals story. There are dead people involved in this story.
Don't you worry.
Someone is dead.
Someone is dead. But it isn't necessarily about this person's death as much as it is about the love he found after death. So I'm very excited about it. Amanda Large Teague is from Belfast, Ireland. So y'all already know she's a freak. And she was 44 when she first met her husband, who is the 300-year-old ghost of Jack Teague, a supposed Haitian pirate who, according to him, because she admits she's never actually physically seen an apparition of him, looks a lot like Captain Jack Sparrow from Pirates of the Caribbean. Which, by the way, Is it Caribbean or is it Caribbean?
Caribbean, but like in Pirates, it's Pirates of the Caribbean, but otherwise it's Caribbean.
Pirates of the Cabana. So so basically, according to him and what he's told her is he is a 300-year-old ghost. He was a pirate back in the 1700s. He was killed because he was caught stealing on board. And so he was walked off the plank and he apparently is beautiful and dark skinned with like dark hair and according to her looks a lot like Jack Sparrow.
But she's never seen
him. So he was describing himself and he described himself as Jack Sparrow, or was he like
he said that he looked like Jack Sparrow but like a dark skin,
that's suspicious,
black hair version, right? It's a little bit suspicious.
Though if you're a ghost, you could go to the movies, you know, like you could just go to the movies all the time.
Okay.
You could just like stay in the theater. He probably saw Pirates of the Caribbean many times. He's like, that's all there is to do.
Yeah. I mean, it's also kind of weird because before meeting him, she was a Jack Sparrow impersonator for a while. So I feel like there obviously is a lot to unpack here.
No, it makes sense to me. It's just a beautiful love story.
Gabby's like, where's the shocking twist? According to some historians, actually all historians, there's no evidence of a Haitian pirate by that name, because that name is an, I think, Irish last name, and there were no Irish Haitian pirates in the 1700s. I kind of just want to say, and this is going to sound a little bit bananas, but I kind of want to say that I respect their unity, and I respect however people decide to partner, as long as it's not hurting anyone, as long as it's consensual, as long as it is, you know, ethical. Also, that's kind of important because, you know, she's just living her life. I just feel like it's important to say that however way she needed to heal or partner herself with whoever, I respect it. I don't understand it. I'm not going to pretend to understand it, but it's her life. She can do whatever she wants. So
it's not hurting you. It's not hurting us. It's fine.
Exactly. Exactly. If anything, it's giving us content.
Is there a butt, though? I feel like you have a butt.
No, I don't. I just have a wild story. So basically, she started getting into spirituality in 2010 because her three-month-old son suddenly died. And so she was kind of like an agnostic before that. And then after he died, she just kind of started. She wanted to explore what was out there. She wanted to explore kind of the beyond and explore death and whatever. And so she started getting into that, eventually identified as a pagan. Now she just identifies as a spiritualist, essentially. And she also became a medium and has since then been studying spirituality for like over 10 years. So she like went through medium courses and learned about like Wiccan traditions and paganism and all of this sort of stuff. And she was just really into it. So this spirit appeared to her in 2015 while she was meditating. And it's recorded that she basically was like, "That's really rude. You're interrupting me. Like, please go away. Like, this is not the time or space right now." Which, good for her on the boundaries aspect of things.
She's setting boundaries with ghosts. I love that.
But even a ghost man is just like interrupting you and like getting your business when you're trying to do something else. Wow.
I know. But then he appeared to her again in the car while she was driving. And she said that the first thing he ever said to her was, "You do know I'm dead, right?" And she was like, "I roll, duh, yes."
Duh, I know that. Right?
So they started dating.
Do you know what any of their dates were?
Oh, the dates? Yeah, they would like sometimes go out for dinner or whatever. And she's been asked, like people have asked her, "Do you leave a seat open?" And she was like, "Yes, I leave a seat open. I order him a drink sometimes with rum because it's his favorite." And then people are like,
classic.
Are like, ?" And they're like, "It's out of respect. Obviously, he's not going to drink it. He's a spiritual entity." I kind of understand, as bananas as that sounds.
Nika, are you coming out as a ghost lover? Are you coming out of the closet right now?
No.
I'm fucking a ghost right now.
See, here's my thing. This is really interesting because she mentioned how she has basically identified as asexual for her entire life and how she cares more about like connection and blah, blah. And so she's been asked in a lot of interviews and talk shows because she loves talking about this. That for her, it's not so much like the physical aspect of things, although they do like be having sex, but it's more of like the connection or whatever. And according to her, it's like the best sex she's ever had.
Yeah, the best sex you ever had is when you just do it yourself. I understand.
I mean, listen, low key, yes.
I mean, if she hasn't seen him, he's not physically there, right? So
exactly. She explains it as it feels like energy. I can only watch from the sidelines and support, you know? But they got married. They got married in international waters because it's not legal in Ireland to get married to a dead person.
Does he have a grave? Sorry, I'm interrupting. Does he have a grave?
No.
No, because the historians don't know who this person, like, there's no record of him, right?
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Okay.
And so on the ocean waters, it is legal to marry a ghost.
I mean, she claims that she hired a legal registrar on the 23rd of July in 2016 to get married to him in international waters. However, it has been proven that the marriage is not legal because you cannot legally marry a dead person. However, you can legally marry a dead person in China and in other countries. Like, that is a thing. That is like a legal binding thing. I know. I'm learning a lot.
This is so interesting. I'm so baffled by it.
Okay, so this is how he said I do. I'm not kidding. They had like a pagan ceremony after like the International Waters ceremony. And they had this Celtic ritual called a hand fasting ceremony, which is basically when you put your hands together with the person and they tie like a ribbon or a band or rope around your hands to signify like the unity or whatever. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have hands because he doesn't have a physical body. So they made it a candle. So she like held hands with a candle and then they tied the candle around rope. And then she used a medium to speak out his I do's and his vows, essentially. According to her, despite being a Haitian pirate, he speaks perfect English.
I mean, he probably learned.
That's true. That's true. So they got married and they had a happy marriage at the beginning. However, things kind of turned sour. I know. I know. They end up getting divorced, guys.
No.
Oh, no.
I know.
Damn.
So in 2018.
What did he do?
Listen, you know it was him. You know it was him, too. I thank you, Taylor. So in 2018, she started getting sick a lot, and she explains it as he was essentially draining her life force. He was, according to her, an energy vampire. And she started getting an actual serious, like, real disease. Like, she was hospitalized for sepsis. So basically, that's when a bacterial infection gets so bad that your body starts, like, going to shock just, like, to combat the infection. And that happened multiple times. And she realized it was her husband that was trying to kill her. And so she had to divorce him. And she divorced him via an exorcism, basically, or it's kind of like the opposite of exorcism, where she essentially was cutting the ties between her and him through a ritual.
She let go of the candle.
Exactly, yeah. And they broke up. And initially she said that he threatened her life, but she had her rituals done and she felt protected and then sold all of the stuff that, you know, reminded her of him, or that they had, like, basically there was like a portrait that they had put his spirit into. She sold that on eBay and is now living like a single life. I don't know if she's met another ghost. I haven't really followed up.
How long were they together?
2 years.
That's a long time.
Well, it's good to get the message out there, though. You know, if you get connected to a spiritual presence, make sure it's not this guy. You also got to check to see if anybody else is hooked up with this person, if they've drained their life force. You know, that's the thing about predators.
I think one of the most interesting things with all of this is, okay, well, first of all, she wrote 2 books about it and is like on literally every news outlet like in the world. So makes you question motives a little bit. But more than that, this, according to an anthropology professor at Stanford University, people after experiencing, you know, severe trauma like that can get into dissociative states, and it can lead to kind of having either hallucinations or dreams that feel very real, or even memories that they make up and then they come back to them as like a form of comfort. So I'm not saying she's lying. I don't know, you know, I don't know enough about spirits or about any of that to say anything like that. I'm just saying that it could have also just been a self-protection, self-soothing kind of thing that she had to go through for a little bit, which is why I'm just like, you know what? I respect however people need to go through the stuff they go through.
That is so interesting. I mean, I probably won't get into a relationship with a spirit, but at this point, it seems just as likely as any other relationship. So
me and my ghost boyfriend and girlfriend, I'm in a throuple, but they're both spirits. It's crazy.
Gabby, if anyone is going to have a ghost boyfriend, ghost girlfriend, I think it's you in this threesome that we called Cadaver Gals. I think we've all learned something from these stories.
Don't put too much ointment on your pussy, and also watch out for Haitian ghost pirates.
Also, just watch out. I mean, just watch out.
Okay, well, I am so grateful that you stuck through and listened to all these bananas stories. I am Nika.
I'm Gabby.
I'm Taylor.
This is Cadaver Gals. Watch out.
Cadaver Gals.
Cadaver Gals is a production of School of Humans and iHeartRadio. This episode of Cadaver Gals was researched, produced, written, edited, mixed, everything by the three hosts, Nika Duarte, Gabby Watts, and Taylor Church. Our executive producers are three white guys. And yeah, you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Cadaver Gals for cadaver content. Thank you.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life, transform the world.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.